Hey everyone, welcome to the Holtcast. I'm Jack Grimsey alongside Robert Lintott. As always, we're back on an audio-only platform again for the second week running, and we hope you liked the quality last week. We thought it was a lot better. I know I did. I think Robert, you said that as well. How's it going, yeah. Robert?
I thought it was astonishingly better, and it took us so little work, too. So yeah, if you're an aspiring podcaster out there, check out Zencastr. Because this thing is pretty great. Z-E-N-C-A-S-T-R.
Yeah, they're not paying us, but these other people that you're going to hear an ad for in a second are. So, anyways, let's get down to business. Villa, really the subject of a lot of papers today, this Thursday, April 21st, and kind of this whole week. And not just for the relegation stuff that we've known for a while, but because it looks like a takeover could be imminent.
Yeah, and it feels like it's about time, especially given the fact that Randy Lerner seems to have actually come to his senses, if reports are to be believed, and dropped the asking price to about £75 million.
Yeah, and that's a considerable decrease of what we previously thought was his asking price of around £200 million.
Yeah, I think £200 million was the initial, and I think the latest number that we've been operating with was something like £150 million. But anyway, you cut it. It's a pretty steep drop from where he was, and it should be. Villa are going to be playing in the championship. Villa are missing out on millions and millions of pounds. They aren't worth what they were a year ago.
Yeah, exactly. It's not necessarily how much you would lose in 1 year of going from the Premier League to the championship, but it's pretty close.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm intrigued to see if anyone steps up to the plate for the £75 million offer, though.
Yeah, apparently there have been 8 bids, and from what it seems like, there really are 3 main contenders, and that's a Chinese group, an American group, and then a local group, and I believe that's a fans consortium.
Yeah, and it seems to be a local group that's split between England and the mainland in Europe. And when we say fans consortium, when I first read the headlines, I thought maybe we had something like the AVST or something getting together to pool money.
Yeah, like what Bolton did.
Yeah, but instead it seems to be about 4 pretty wealthy Villa fans getting together and pooling their money.
Yeah, and ideally that's what you'd want. I mean, if you can't have a fan-run group, because that just seems like it'd be really hard to organize. But if somehow fans could own 51% of the club or more, that would be amazing.
It would be cool. And at the same time, given the lack of organization I've seen from Villa fans, the idea of us having like a Bolton-style fan-run group terrifies me. So I'm actually kind of glad that this seems to be the front runner instead. 4, apparently, businessmen who have lifelong Aston Villa ties, and that strikes me as just about perfect for this club right now.
Yeah, maybe Bolton, everything just went so horribly wrong. They got relegated now twice. I mean, they weren't back-to-back or anything, but it just went so, so wrong that they were actually able to unify. I think with Villa, it's hard to find even 3 Villa fans that share really all the same opinions. That would be, you know, it's just hard to have discussions when everything is kind of still on fire.
Are you saying that we Villa fans are a stubborn lot?
No, it's just everyone thinks different things about the same things, I guess. I don't know. Everyone's just too mad to even reason with things, and maybe Bolton, they just accepted their fate and said, okay, let's finally figure this out.
That could be. You were saying before the podcast that you're not buying it, though, that you're not convinced that we're about to get sold.
No, and I tweeted it earlier that until I see a new person in the owner's box, I don't expect that Villa will actually have been sold, just because we've been wanting to get sold forever, it seems like.
Yeah, and it feels like we've been at this stage of negotiations at least a couple of times, only to have deals fall through.
Yeah, exactly. The Birmingham Mail reported that the closest Lerner's felt like he's been to a sale was in May 2014, and that was when, the 2 guys that bought Crystal Palace, the Americans Josh Harris and David Blitzer, failed to reach completion with Randy Lerner, and apparently that was the closest, although we've heard plenty of things since.
Yeah, absolutely, and none of it really all that credible. So Well, I tend to think that there might be more to this than there has been in the past. I think you're probably right to be as dubious as you are, Jack. That, you know, this is really a, until I actually see a face, I'm not going to believe anything.
Yeah, although a lot of the signs are there. Like some board members resigning, Mervyn King heavily hinting about a sale since resigning, mm-hmm. being one of those board members to quit, which I don't really know what they're going to quit because they're not going to be on the board anymore once new ownership comes in. Is that what it would be?
I mean, from what it looked like in those two letters of resignation from Mervyn King and David Bernstein, it looked as if Randy Lerner had said some stuff that basically made their position untenable. And one of the letters made it really clear, and I actually totally agree, that if Villa are to right the ship, they need to have some wholesale change. They've really got to buy in, and they've got to change a lot. And it became pretty apparent from those letters that that change wasn't being accepted, that people were still trying to drag their feet and go with what has brought us to this point in the past. And if that's the case, then yeah, I understand getting the hell out of there. Why try to muck your way through something when no one seems to be cooperating?
Yeah, I mean, it's just annoying because they just got there, I feel like.
Yeah, but I mean, that may not be their fault. I mean, it looked from those letters as if there had been some progress made, and then someone dug their heels in and basically said, no, we're going to keep doing what we have been. And there was ambiguous reference.
Maybe that's Teddy Riley, who's that person, or obviously it's probably more than one person, but...
Yeah, and there was that ambiguous reference to some communication from Lerner, which we've since... possibly learned. I would say learned, but God only knows if it's true, but we've learned it was Lerner chewing people out via email or something. I don't know.
Yeah, we sure as hell wasn't at Villa Park doing that.
Yeah, absolutely not. The only real takeaway that I can be 100% certain of is right now this club is just an absolute shambles.
Yeah, I think that's a certainty both on and off the pitch.
Yeah, on the pitch, we can't play our way out of a paper bag. Off the pitch, we can't manage to run a football club. It's pretty damning.
Yeah, and we've seen all the news that 500 people are going to lose their jobs. That's terrible.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And sort of a number that I find hard to comprehend. How are there 500 redundancies at the club?
Yeah, and none of them Julian Lescott.
Yeah, that too. Julian Lescott and Gabby Agbonlahor will keep getting paid while hardworking actual members of the Aston Villa staff are getting laid off. That's pretty unconscionable, I think.
Yeah, and well, Gabby makes more than what five people probably make combined.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes. What is he on?
Oh, 60, no, excuse me. Wages? What 50 people make combined, probably. Yeah. Sorry.
There we go.
That'd be 60K.
Yeah, even more than that, I would imagine. I can't imagine a lot of the staff getting laid off around 1,000K a week. 1,000K?
1,000K a week, a mil a week. Oh my God, we didn't find Messi yet, Robert. Come on. But no, pardon our maths for being terrible.
I like that we didn't sign Messi yet. Do you have plans for the twilight of his career?
Oh, no, we were talking about winning the lottery and saying before the show, saying now you wouldn't even have to win one of the big jackpots to buy Villa, but you would to sign Messi, I guess, still.
I love that idea. Although I think if he ever ended up at Villa, it would be 15 years from now when Messi is just shell of himself, like Robert Pires was.
Right when he, like, gets off the plane, like the ramp breaks no. or something.
No.
So does God. Legs.
But I mean, I said in the write-up for this that while everything seems to be happening at Villa right now, it doesn't really feel like there's much to talk about because at this point, everything is just speculation and bad news.
No, yeah, it really is bad news. And something that it came out, it could have been good news. It ended up not being that good of news was the season ticket prices, which I did want to mention.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I had that a lot lower than in the agenda, but I'm going to bring it up now.
Mm-hmm.
With the lowest price being £325 for the season, and what it's $10 lower than this year, and still £14.13 per game, which 13 pence, I guess technically, but that's not that good of a deal. You can get a buy-on season ticket for the same price, and that's what I base clubs having good good prices off of, because people are like, why don't you go see the Chicago Fire? And I tell them that the ownership doesn't care. The stadium's in the middle of nowhere, and the cheapest is $20, and you can have a Bayern season ticket for that price. So that makes it anything else a bad deal.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I suppose when you're factoring in the new price, are you factoring in all the extra matches we get to watch next year?
Yeah, that's true.
Yay, more football. Yeah, I don't know. It's a smart move. I think the best thing, as you pointed out somewhere, I don't remember where, was the fact that if you buy now, you lock in that price for the following season. So if Villa somehow do get promoted, you've locked in a better price for our Premier League season.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I commented on the article on our site today, and you do get the first game of the season free.
Mm-hmm. Basically. So I don't know. It's something. It's not great, but it's better than a kick in the face.
Yeah, but then again, it is cheap for younger people as well,
mm-hmm.
which is really
absolutely
good thing to see. But
if I lived in Birmingham, I think I would find a way to justify that season ticket cost. It's not so outrageous that I wouldn't be able to.
No, it's not an outrageous price, and maybe I should look into it more, but I'd be interested in seeing what the cheapest ticket would be in the championship, because I'm sure there's somewhere where you get a season ticket for under £10 per match.
Oh, I would think so. Yeah, absolutely. I would totally agree.
And I mean, I feel like I don't know how many more people it would allow to buy it if they made it cheaper, because I think a lot of people aren't going to go no matter what the price is. Even if it was free, they probably are not free, but even if it was £100 for the season ticket, I think a lot of people would not go because there are protests that just say, don't spend any money, don't give any money to Aston Villa.
Yeah.
And that's how a lot of fans feel right now.
Yeah, and I find it hard to disagree with that way of thinking either.
No, yeah. I mean, at least until a new ownership comes in and proves that they're competent and are going to do something useful with your money instead of give it to Tom Fox or Patty Riley or Charles Nzogbia and Gabby Abonlahor and Julian Lescott and on and on and on.
Yep.
Yeah.
And until
Why?
We can see a team
Why
that
give them your money?
Yeah, until we can see a team that actually knows how to win matches.
Or actually even tries or employs a manager that uses players that are possibly going to be useful in the future.
Which brings us to Manchester United.
Yeah, it brings us to the match. And I know I lied. I said I was going to watch, but I woke up at 8:30 in the morning, looked at my phone, looked at the lineup, and said, no, I'm going back to sleep because Eric Black, I don't even have a word for him because that's a bad word.
I'm not even sure what
useless,
to make of that.
And he just doesn't care and doesn't even try.
Yeah,
you know what you're getting from Kieran Richardson.
I did hear one theory on Saturday that if we see some changes this weekend, I'll understand and it might actually make some sense. And the theory was, well, these are the a-holes that got us into this mess, so they've got to see it through. And then once we're actually relegated, we'll start to see some of the young players.
We've actually been relegated since December. We're never going to win anything.
Yeah, but now we're officially relegated. So now we can, you know, let the young players have their fun.
It's just like why we couldn't get a new ownership or a new manager until the official title of relegated was already stamped on us. I think that's stupid semantics, but some people obviously don't.
Yep, you know, we'll see. If this weekend we see a youth-filled lineup, then maybe there was some credence to this. Although, that said, I totally expect to see basically the same lineup that we've seen all season.
Andre Green wasn't even on the bench.
Yeah, I'm not sure how you justify that selection. I'm not sure how you justify a match where Adama doesn't really get to play much at this point.
Now that he's back and was playing for the U21s and getting fitness back, I mean, he was injured, and if you play him only 60 minutes for three Premier League matches in a row, that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
But get him out there. Get everybody out there.
At least gives us something to look at that's not Kieran Richardson.
Make Lescott sell pies in the shop.
Make Lescott disappear. Do you really want a pie that Lescott touched?
No, I was going to bring up, what if he, compromised the integrity of the food? But then I was thinking that someone should compromise the integrity of his food, but I don't know if I could say that. But
well, now the cat's out of the bag, and food yeah. poisoning strikes. You're suspect.
Pissing Lescott's beer. Pissing Gabby's beer. I don't care.
Oh, God.
What a joke.
There's not really
fart in Gabby's tube of laughing gas. Someone do that.
There's not much to say about that match. You didn't miss much. Villa didn't try at all. Manchester United looked pretty tepid, except for Rashford. That Rashford kid is a joy to watch.
Yeah, Rashford came out of the U21s.
Yeah, he is, like, I was not expecting to find anyone fun to watch on Manchester United, and he actually made watching that match kind of fun. He's a really talented, really skillful player. And it makes me a little sad that they're actually using him, because otherwise I think we might be able to put in a claim and say, hey, send him to us on loan.
Yeah, or wait till his contract expires or something, you know, or like buy him for cheap from their youth academy when he's not playing, you know?
Yeah, but nope, they found him, and boy, his first goal was, I mean, his only goal was great. And that's all Manchester United were ever going to need against us. We put in no effort.
There's just not a possibility of Villa finding the back of the net, much less even winning a match.
No, and Rudy Justed.
I heard we were good when Justed came on.
Yeah, it was
better.
It was a
not,
good.
We were never good. Sorry.
It was a good 3 minutes when Justed came on. Oh. Missed an open net in which he got really a really good tackle against him, so it's hard to be too angry. And then he took a beautiful shot that just clanged off the post, and it's like the dude can't have any worse luck.
Are the goals bigger in the championship?
Oh my God. It was not even worth watching. It was you were smart to stay in bed. And that's my recap of that match. There's nothing worth talking about from there. But yeah, now relegation is official. It's over. We're done. Thank God.
Yeah, now that the moniker is officially on us and the elephant is out of the room, I guess, but
and we've got a weight lifted off our shoulders, right, Julian?
Yeah.
You ass.
Well, maybe then it won't be pushing down on his butt so heavily that it forces his phone to tweet while he's in the car, so.
I didn't think I could get more mad at Julian Lescott than he said, oh, thank God we're relegated, basically. And it's like, you
yeah,
can
what?
Go F off. Jesus.
Oh, I'm so done with him.
What an ass. And the worst part is he's under contract next year. And who the hell would want a Julian Lescott at this point?
Yeah, not even Chinese teams, I don't think.
Oh, God. I bet the LA Galaxy are going, oh, thank God we passed on that one.
Yeah, no kidding.
So.
I mean, if there's a reason West Brom is selling a player to Aston Villa, come on.
Yeah.
No, it has to be a trap.
Oh, God. A defender taken away from Pulis of his own volition.
Oh, you use that term defender rather loosely, Robert.
Oh, God.
I would say he's just an attack assister for the other team.
An attack assister.
God.
I think you're going to assign that role in a Football Manager now.
And it shows like the little player models like about faced for their own goal or just running down the tunnel to wherever.
Oh my
to go to
God.
His car and his supermodel wife, whatever. Whatever. Anyways, we can't talk about him necessarily leaving the club. Well, I mean, it's what we hope, but let's talk a little bit about players that could be going in the summer. I know you had a piece about that and who stays, who goes, and I've started the relegation poaching series again. First one was obviously on who could be desired from Aston Villa, and the one I just wrote was about are there any players on free transfers worth looking at, because
you found a few nice ones on Bosman's. Who'd you come up with?
Yeah, I did. I found a few kind of unexpected ones, I guess, really. One was Leandro Damião, who had been linked with Spurs, a striker. And, I mean, his career lately has kind of gone the same path, down the same path that Villa's has gone. He's just bounced around, was released from a contract, and is playing in Spain. But, yeah, unfortunately, I couldn't really find a goalie that was good or really that many players. I found Alex Tonev. I didn't include him in the article. I did include Alex Tetti, who's at Norwich City, and if they go down, I don't know if they'd keep him.
Yeah. I mean, of all the people you named, he was the one that struck me as perhaps the best chance of actually ending up at Villa.
Yeah, and that's because in the previous article, I speculated that Idris Agana will be leaving, which
his agent seems to confirm.
Yeah, and I mean, it comes after all these articles comparing N'Golo Kanté on Leicester City to Idris Agana, and yeah, okay, they were bought about the same fees. They're maybe almost interchangeable. I mean, Ghana, he's always shown up on who scored for having the most stats, like interceptions or tackles, and we knew that. I mean, he had a lot of interceptions and tackles coming in. But, you know, he didn't get off to the hottest start this season. Kante's been there since day one for Leicester.
Yep.
And the thing for Kante is he was scouted by Real Madrid, but he wasn't famous enough for them to sign him. That's what one of the lead scouts that scouted him was told. When he's like, hey, sign this guy. And they're like, oh, no one knows about him, so he's not going to sell any shirts. But, yeah, another one that I included because it was kind of funny was Nathan Delfonso, I don't know. And he's out of contract from Blackburn.
Oh, God. If he comes back, we can just throw everything away. I mean, he went from Villa and he somehow got even worse.
Yeah, he was at Blackpool for a while when they would play friendlies and their lineups would be tweeted out and half the, maybe 6 out of the 11 names weren't names. They were just trialist.
Oh, God, like, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I forgot about that. Yeah, there's not a lot on the Bosman market, and so Villa are really going to need a new investment of cash this summer, or at least some cash from selling players.
Oh, sorry, and we did have a really great comment from Babak Farahi that listed a lot of players on there. So if you read my article, you probably saw that. And yeah, it was a good comment suggesting that maybe the Bosman market's not the best. And while I definitely know that, the purpose of the article was just to speculate on some players you could get for free, even though he listed a lot that maybe could be bought for cheap, and more importantly, younger players, which is what Villa really need to be looking at.
Yeah, absolutely. What your article really hammered home to me, though, was we need some cash this summer.
Yeah, yeah, and I was thinking about that because I kind of wanted to just look, and I don't know, maybe I'll have another piece on it, but just speculate, like, who's going to get sold? Like, if we get 10 million for Ghana and, like, I don't know, whatever for anyone else, and then say we have, like, another 10 million just to spend because we're going to be poor, like, who, like, let's kind of page it out, like, who should we buy?
God. A keeper.
Yeah.
Strikes me as a huge priority. A keeper and a striker. Especially
if we can offload Guzan to MLS for free, his wages, the makeup and wages will effectively afford us some money to buy a keeper.
Yeah.
And it sucks that we're going down because I know this is obviously, this is happening in Germany, but Ron Robert Zieler of Hanover, who's, I don't know, up there around third choice for the national team, he has a release clause of 3.5 million euros, and he's going to end up going to Leverkusen, it looks like, they're going to sell their keeper for 18 million and buy him because it won't be a big drop off in quality.
No. And
like, wow, that's...
Yeah, no, deep. I think a keeper is the number one priority, and I think a striker has to be up there as well. We need someone who can actually put the ball in the back of the net.
Oh, Hellenius, his contract's up.
Oh, thank God. We can get him.
I saw so many random people like that. I was like, oh, wow. Probably Luna also. God.
Let's just get the squad back together from last year. It worked really well.
How did none of those teams go down? They're all so bad. And then this year we have good players that go down.
Yep. Thanks, Tim Sherwood.
And we end up being saddled with Richards and Luscott still. Anyways, let's get to Twitter questions. And let's see. From George Jones. At Villa George, only question I have is what the hell is going on this week? And unfortunately, we weren't able to figure that out, George.
We can't come to terms.
Dean AVFC hit us with two. They were pretty related. Have we missed out now on Moyes due to Celtic? And yeah, it looks like, Dean hit us with three questions, but it looks like he is going to Celtic. What's the latest date? We should have a new manager installed. And has there ever been a bigger shitstorm than Villa this week? I think the answer to number three is no, unless you're just looking at a bigger space of time, and that would just be Villa this season. But
God, I think the latest date we should have had a manager installed was like last week or something.
Yeah, and that's what I kind of thought, and that's what I've been saying. But look at Everton, and they're probably going to dump Roberto Martinez, and I think he'd be a good choice.
He could be. I'm still not convinced that Moyes is going to Celtic.
No, I'm not either.
Because remember last week we were certain that Nigel Pearson would be with us by Saturday, and he sure as hell isn't here.
Yeah, and I'm not, I don't know, I feel like Neil Warnock, that name keeps coming up, I'd be okay with that, I think. Mostly because I retweeted it, but it was a hilarious speech that he gave in the dressing room. We just called everybody bastards, and it was awesome. But yeah, I don't know. I think you might have to wait and just see what kind of manager market there is in the summer.
Yeah, I think at this point that's going to be what happens, which is just a pain in the neck. Because, again, really, this is something really that should have been taken care of already.
But if you're going to have a new ownership coming in, and I don't know how likely that is, maybe say 5 out of 10, because I still don't believe it, but there's a lot of signs that are there. You want to have the new owners pick the new guy they want. Yeah. Otherwise, you end up wasting another $2 million or something stupid.
That's true, and that's a good point, I suppose. A new manager needs the chance to come in and work with some of these kids and get to see who the hell they want and who the hell they want to get rid of.
Yeah, but I mean, even Moyes isn't like, oh man, this is the best manager we could ever get. You know, if it's someone like that, and you could get him in now, that would be ideal, but I don't know.
So what you're saying is
Moyes is pretty good, though, you know, but if it was like, oh, we could get Pep and, like, bring him in right now and have him already start, like,
what you're saying is we should hold out for Jurgen Klopp.
Yeah, or Kloppo.
I hear that Mourinho is free.
Yeah, if we could get Mourinho, oh my god, that would be amazing.
No.
It would be a good challenge for him. That's how you could actually prove you're the best manager, is get Villa back up.
And if we don't get promoted within 3 years, we're screwed.
Oh, if you're a manager worth your salt and you can't take a job and get him up in 1 year, you're terrible also, so
I don't know if that's true, given how bad Villa are right now.
Yeah, but think about it. If you took a team over to try to get promoted in Football Manager, and you didn't get up in 1 year, would you quit? Probably.
Maybe. I took over Aston Villa. I would not quit if it took me more than 1 year, because this team is more than a 1 year project.
But how many managers are there, even that are fans of Villa? How many managers that are available are fans of Villa? How many managers that are available that are fans of Villa are good enough to even take the job?
Yeah, I don't know. God,
it's gonna get be your so coaching weird. Badges faster, Robert. I have my F level badge now from U.S. Soccer. It took a really boring afternoon of work to get.
All right, together we'll team coach this team.
Yeah. But I guess to have a pro license, it's by appointment only, and I can't even afford to take the E-level license course, so. Ugh,
well, to hell with that.
I don't know if I'll be finished in time for the summer, is what I'm saying.
Damn. I was hoping you would be. I was going to start up the Grunzy for manager.
Even if the FA would approve my work permit. Oh, my God.
All right, what else you got, Twitter questions-wise?
Oh, yeah, let's see.
Was that it for the week?
Yeah, I think it was, because I didn't really understand what the question meant from James. It was, if Gabby pulled this stuff all the time, surely it's no issue. What do you really think? What kind of stuff are you talking about? Like,
I think he means the general
idiocy.
Yeah, I think so, because Stan came out this week and said that this is what Gabby does. Why is anyone surprised?
But the Sun doesn't want to buy the pictures if Villa aren't getting relegated and making it a big thing. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just more pissed off because, really, act like an adult, dude.
Yeah, you know, I think he probably should be annoyed with his friends for selling these pictures or whatever. Like, that's Come on.
Yep. Absolutely agree.
Well, but that's his own fault for picking stupid friends.
Yep.
So, there you have it.
Yep. I don't know. I guess I'm just done with him. I'm tired of defending him.
Yeah. No. He's done.
Yep.
Hardly even deserves words. But, yeah, anyways, I guess there is a match this weekend. Robert's told me it's Southampton. Oh. I think I'm going to watch.
Yeah, I say you won't.
It's going to be home, right? Because we were away last week.
I think so. Pretty sure it is.
No, I want to go. I don't know. I'll see if anyone's going to the pub, and then we can sing How Shit Must You Be, We're Winning 0-0.
It is indeed at home. Saturday, usual time, 3 p.m. British summer time, 10 a.m. Eastern time, 9 a.m. your cracker ass. Middle country time. What? Why can't I think of the term? Central time. There we go. God. God. Do you even vaguely care about the match this weekend?
Not really.
No. Let's be honest here.
If I could be guaranteed that Andre Green was going to play, I would guarantee that I was going to watch. Let's
look at that. If I knew that Adama were going to be in and, you know, the kids were going to be in, sure. But
yeah, then I would know that I would want to watch. You know, like, come on, at least give us a carrot on a stick here, Villa.
Yep. Right now, there's not a chance in hell.
Yeah. I mean, I'll probably still watch, but
no, I mean, I'll watch, but not because I want to.
Am I going to be happy about it? No.
Absolutely not.
Like Southampton really have anything to play for.
I've got a toolbox with a hammer. I could just be hitting my hand with a hammer. And that would be more enjoyable.
Things better than watching Villa. Let's bring that hashtag back.
Oh my God. Just, I don't care.
Brands tweeting about how sad they are that Prince died. Things better than watching Villa.
Oh, God. Anything. Literally. Yeah, give me my hammer. I'll just hit my hand for 90 minutes. Oh. It would hurt so right. Bad.
Better than hurting your brain, I guess. I don't know. Anyways, well, Robert was supposed to get off the air 2 minutes ago, so we're gonna wrap up today's show. But want to thank you for listening wherever it was, either iTunes, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, Google Play Store, or on there.
Remember, it's not the Google Play Store; it's the Google Play Music Store.
This is not music, though. Plot twist.
I know.
I hope someone was looking for music and randomly stumbled across this podcast.
That would be pretty hilarious. Yeah, we got some email from Google and they're like, how do you promote Google Play on your thing? Well, first off, don't call it the Google Play Store. Call it the Google Play Music App Store thing. It's like, whatever. Anyone who uses it knows where to find it.
Oh my gosh. It's like, you know, if you're going to be that specific, I'm not even going to say it. So anyways.
Find us on the Googles.
Yeah. Google us. But yeah, you of course you can find us at 7500aholt on twitter.com. We're over on Facebook as well. And just at 7500aholt.com where you can get all the latest Aston Villa news. So I want to thank you once again for listening and for Robert Lintott. As always, I'm Jack Grimsey. We'll catch you next time on the Holtcast.